June 28 update. The BC Review Board issued a decision June 28 to maintain its custodial conditions for Ken John Johnson, aka Dwayne Allen Schoenburn, at the Forensic Psychiatric Hospital in Port Coquitlam. For at least the next year, Schoenburn may have overnight stays in the community for a period not exceeding 28 days for the purpose of assisting in his reintegration into society, while not being permitted to use alcohol or any drugs except as approved by a medical practitioner, according to the disposition signed by Board Chair Brenda Edwards. Original article dated June 25. Child killer Alan Dwayne Schoenburn, who recently changed his name to Ken John Johnson, is on a path to conditional discharge from his forensic psychiatric hospital, but will spend at least one more year under his current community supervision conditions, pending approval from the BC Review Board. On Tuesday, Schoenburn appeared before the board's three-person panel where Crown Counsel, hospital staff and Schoenburn agreed on a joint submission to maintain his current custodial orders, which include up to 28 days of unescorted leave at one time, from the Forensic Psychiatric Hospital in Coquitlam. The board heard from hospital staff that Schoenburn has recently been accepted onto a waitlist at the Community Transitional Care CTC program, which would require a conditional discharge from the hospital. It is understood that such a discharge would prompt a separate hearing by the board. A conditional discharge means that someone who has been found not criminally responsible for a crime or unfit to stand trial due to a mental disorder is well enough to live outside the forensic psychiatric hospital, but must still live where is directed and participate in monitoring and ongoing treatment, the CTC website states. Tuesday marked the second hearing day for Schoenburn following an abrupt ending to his hearing on April 17 when Schoenburn burst out in anger over questions from Board Chair Brenda Edwards concerning the patient's risk to children and women, as well as a predisposition to substance abuse. What the F is this? No booze, no drugs, no children, is that what's going to be on my order? Schoenburn interjected. That outburst figured prominently in the board's continued assessment of Schoenburn's rehabilitation. Schoenburn's lawyer told the board his client regretted the outburst and had apologized. Killer no longer delusional. Drive. Sophie Anhori, the medical director of the hospital, said Schoenburn is clear of delusions and understands the world in reality, thanks to medication. He has also demonstrated pro-social behavior while on outings in the community that have raised no concern from staff. No substance use concerns have been raised, as well, she said. Anhori said Schoenburn's outburst on April 17 stemmed from being embarrassed about the questions, as he feels judged by the public and does not believe he is a risk to others. Ultimately, said Anhori, the outburst had not changed her risk assessment. There's no change, there's no concerns about his conduct on his leaves, said Anhori. But the outburst, said Crown Counsel Trevor Shaw, demonstrates Schoenburn's mental vulnerabilities, namely questionable behavior toward female nurses, such as calling one a bitch and slamming the door on another. Schoenburn, said Shaw, seems to have a structure that considers women's reactions differently, which should cause this board some concern, adding such a disposition is relevant to his history of violence against women. Shaw noted Schoenburn killed his three young children, Caitlin, Max and Corden, in 2008, arising from a dispute with his wife Darcy Clark, who died in 2019. A judge found Schoenburn guilty of first-degree murder for stabbing and suffocating his children but deemed him not criminally responsible due to mental illness. Shaw read the 2023 victim impact statement of Stacy Galt, Clark's cousin. Galt told the board she and other surviving family members live in fear of a manipulative Schoenburn being out in the community and ultimately harming her or others. The details I learned about the offense harm me to this day, thinking about what those children endured. It is unfathomable to think that a father would do such a thing to his own children. Alan was a very jealous, vindictive, manipulative, violent man. It terrifies me to think what the outcome may be if he stops taking his medication, Galt said. Galt, who opposes Schoenburn's current community leaves, also said annual board reviews such as this one feed a repetitive loop of pain. Schoenbrunn's caseworker told the board his worst nightmare is being recognized in public, hence his legal name change, which, when made public in April, prompted public outrage and a quick change to the law to ban serious criminal offenders from doing so in the future. Edwards acknowledged the victims and the statements issued to the board Tuesday. She added the board will issue its decision to Schoenbrunn by this week and a written decision will take up to 7 weeks to publish. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca. This article has been edited after incorrectly identifying Schoenbrunn's lawyer.